Welcome to the One Wyoming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow me on X at @by_RyanThorburn. There's a link in that bio to all of my Pokes and Cider stories at gowyo.com, so check them out. And I am pleased to be joined today by Wyoming's newest assistant football coach, JB Hall. JB, you're going to be coaching the cornerbacks. Welcome to Laramie. How's it going so far?
Man, thank you. I've truly appreciated it. It's been phenomenal so far.
You've made many stops like most assistants do. It's a tough industry as far as moving family around, but not a big move this time. You're coming from Greeley. You were at Northern Colorado most recently. Tell us what led you to Wyoming. Obviously, there was an opening, but what attracted you to coming to Wyoming?
Oh, totally. You know, obviously, through coaching, it's all about relationships, right? And one of my good friends have been here, played here, and is now coaching here with Coach Hendricks. And when he reached out with the opportunity, I know he's a good human. And, you know, through that process of meeting Coach Savelle and Coach Bowl, it's been a phenomenal experience. And it was a no-brainer for me. I love this area of the world. And, you know, obviously with having the opportunity to come and be a part of this program and its rich history, it was a no-brainer. So that made it very easy.
Brian Hendricks, obviously, is a Colorado guy. You're a Colorado guy. Where did you guys meet? Was it on the Montana staff or somewhere like that?
Yep. We met at 2015 when we were both at Montana. We worked together for 3 years, and you know, we've shared so many firsts in our young coaching career that it was just super, super a great connection. And so, you know, our families are very tied together, and that's where we met, in Missoula, Montana.
So you grew up in Boulder, Colorado. I actually spent a large chunk of my career at the Boulder Daily Camera newspaper, so I know all about the Boulder-Fairview rivalry and all that stuff. When I was there, which was, you know, roughly turn of the century to 2013, Boulder High wasn't great at football, but you were. Tell us about going to Boulder High School and how that led to college opportunities and into this profession.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, you know, growing up in Boulder, sports, depending on who you were, weren't very important. I was just super blessed to have college coaches or guys that had finished their career at the University of Colorado be my coach. And they really changed the culture and the program that we were in. You know, I graduated from high school in 2008. We had 30 guys on our team, so it wasn't like a major deal. We weren't Cherry Creek, we weren't Grandview or anything of that nature, but we had, out of those 30 guys, 12 to 15 of them being seniors, go off and play college football. So that's what I saw. And our coaches did a really, really good job of pushing us and trying to hold an expectation of what it would look like at the next level. I went and played Division II football at Adams State University. I absolutely enjoyed my playing career, played a lot of football. And you're right, Fairview has absolutely had the chokehold on that rivalry since basically 2008. I was one of the lucky ones to get a W, but it wasn't easy. Those guys are always prepared.
Yeah, Sam Pagano is the father of Fairview High School football. Obviously, his son Chuck played here and was an NFL coach with the Indianapolis Colts. So, you know, we have some Boulder connections here in Laramie, and Boulder obviously is one of the most beautiful places on earth, and Wyoming played there last year. But how did you get into coaching at Adams State? Was that the plan, or were you majoring in something totally different?
No, I got a minor in coaching. And, you know, growing up, like I said, had phenomenal high school coaches. My dad was one of those coaches. And so when I had the opportunity to be a player and then kind of always be around coaches, it was a no-brainer. As soon as I stepped off the field my senior year at Adams State, I knew I wanted to coach. And so, you know, obviously being around it my whole life, there was nothing more that I wanted to do, was to continue in the game and to do that through serving.
What was your experience like at Northern Colorado? You know, speaking of throwback eras, when I first started in Boulder, you know, they were winning Division II national championships with Joe Glenn, it's a small circle with you guys. He went to Montana and won a national championship, then to Wyoming. But they struggled with that move from FCS to FBS for a long time, but it seemed like you guys were getting traction. What was it like coaching there, you know, this last year? And you know, you can say it, you guys beat Colorado State, even though the score didn't say that.
Oh man, that one hurts. Don't bring up bad memories. You know, at Northern Colorado, it is built on the foundation of recruiting local kids. And, you know, I think the head coach there, Ed Lamb, is a phenomenal human. He's built a staff of great, great men. It was hard to leave. I won't lie about that, because of how they operate and being fully transparent and really true leadership is exposed there. I think that place has the opportunity to really do some damage in the Big Sky if they continue on that upward trajectory. And, you know, it's just one day, one game at a time. And we were lucky enough to stay fairly healthy this past couple of years. And, you know, I think that those guys have really bought into Coach Lamb's thought process and what the way he wants to run a program and try to win games. And, you know, and it showed. So, you know, that place is going to explode. It has all the pieces there, and you know, it's going to be exciting to watch them play. Obviously they come up to us, we don't want them to get after us, and we're going to make sure we are preparing, because we know that they're a good football team.
I was going to say the home opener for Wyoming is against Northern Colorado this year, and I'm sure Jay is going to show them that CSU film from last year and say, guys, they basically beat Colorado State last year, you better be ready to roll. But what do you think your emotions will be like that on that day?
Man, I'm pretty even keel on Saturdays. You know, during the week, different story. I'm going to be that guy that has all the energy running around at practice, making sure the guys are doing the proper things and playing to the standard of our program here. And on Saturdays, it's their payday, right? And so it's really important for me as a coach to support and have that same energy, but obviously not to let the emotions get the best of me, right? We built some really good things there. And, you know, those guys are guys that I admire in this industry. And, you know, we'll dap it up before the game. But once that ball's kicked off, it's time to go.
What's it like being a cornerbacks coach? Because I think it's arguably the hardest position to play. And in this era, it's a really hard position to coach, because when cornerbacks are good, the market for cornerbacks is really, you know, high volume market for those guys. So at Wyoming, it's important to develop and play young guys for sure. And then obviously the portal works both ways. Wyoming's attracted some upperclassmen to come here that are already developed. But what's it like coaching cornerback, and how did you get into that position?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great, great question. I played receiver when I was in college. Playing receiver and then having the opportunity at CU, where I did my defensive graduate assistant work, you know, I worked on the front line first. I worked with the defensive ends and the D-line and then linebackers. Then when I got my first opportunity to be a full-time coach, I worked with the corners. And so I feel like I'm coming at this position, you know, with some fresh eyes. I've coached safeties. I've coached corners. But I really, really enjoy coaching corners. And it's super important to understand that the corner position, it has to be a dependable position. And so training guys to use their technique, control their eyes, and then obviously be physical at the point of attack is so much fun. And so it's high risk, high reward, right? And we all see the big plays that happen against corners. Well, I want to be part of those groups that have coached corners that, you know, we make the big plays. And so it's about being dependable and responsible and trusting your training, and really building their confidence. If I can build their confidence and they can trust me, we're going to have a fantastic group of guys out there on Saturdays.
How's your early rapport been with Coach Petrino? Obviously, he's a very experienced safeties coach. And then the head coach, Jay Savelle, that's his favorite position. That's the position he coached, safety, when he was a defensive coordinator. How's that all meshing early on? I know you guys haven't been on the field, obviously, with the guys, but...
Oh, this is just, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Like I'm being quiet and I'm learning and I'm digesting all the coaching points and nuggets that they have. Yes, you are right. These guys have a ton of experience. So, you know, it's been, you know, really a good transition for me to just learn first, right? I've only done a week here. It's been super important for me to obviously learn the defense, learn the guys, learn the system, learn the culture. And these guys have been nothing but first class to me.
Your predecessor, Benny Boyd, had a big hand on special teams. And I know at Utah Tech, you were the special teams coordinator and you had some really valuable special teams experience when you were at Georgia Tech. Can you speak to how important that role is and you know, collaborating with Shannon Moore and some of the other guys that work on special teams?
Absolutely. Special teams obviously is a third of the game, right? And, you know, I think when we go out there and we recruit kids, we're recruiting them to be a defensive end. We're recruiting them to be an outside receiver. We're recruiting them to be a running back. We're recruiting them to be a corner. Sometimes you lose that sight of that third of the game. And what is our job as special teams coaches, and I know these guys already do this because we've had those conversations, is really training them up, because every single special teams play is a fundamental of football. And so making that important, and really the whole buy-in happens. And so it's super exciting to be a part of that and be in those conversations. And, you know, I think that those plays, obviously at the end of the game, you want to be like, okay, nothing happened on special teams. Great. Or if something big happened, it was in our favor, right? And so you really want to train the fundamentals of football, and that's going to make them a better tight end. That's going to make them a better corner. That's going to make them a better receiver. And so mastering those skills in that phase of the game really amplifies our roster and really helps guys get on the field early.
So as a front range guy, obviously growing up in the shadow of Folsom Field, coaching at CU, playing at Adams State, coaching at Northern Colorado, coaching against Colorado State, what did you know about Wyoming before, and what's your impression of Wyoming football to this point?
Absolutely. You know, like you just said, as a young player or as a high school kid, we would come up here for camps. So I was familiar with the area. You know, what I've always watched on tape, regardless of the year, regardless of the coach, regardless of the scheme, this place produces tough people. And that's what is super exciting about being here, because I view myself as being one of those guys, as a guy that is going to be dependable, trustworthy, respectful, and tough. And, you know, this has always been a draw to me. And then obviously through relationships of knowing people that have played here, whether I'm recruiting their kids because they're coaching me in the front range or they're still in the business, and just having those relationships, it just all adds up.
What are you most looking forward to about spring practice? As a new guy, I'm sure it's making sure you're on the same page with the players and the coaches, but how important is this spring, I guess, you know, being the only new defensive coach on the staff?
Yeah, it's just about building trust. It's about building trust with my players, my position group. It's about building trust throughout the whole roster when I get the opportunity to get out there and coach some special teams and you know, just making sure that we are doing things the way we want to get it done. And, you know, obviously at the standard of the program and how we're getting that accomplished is my main goal, is just making sure I'm building trust.
Well, JB, we're glad to have you here. Thanks for coming on the podcast. We'll do it again soon, but welcome to Laramie and good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Pokes.